Santiago Sierra. Can you describe what this is?
As soon as you arrive to the pavilion, the first thing that you see is that the world of Spain, the owner of the pavilion, is covered with plastic bags used for trash or whatever. No? It's absolutely covered. So the idea of the property of the pavilion is suspected, no? With a language, let's say. No? And if you try to get in the pavilion, you can see a wall. The wall was made 65 centimeters away from the door to make the impossibility to get in. For sure, I could close simply the door, but this wall makes it more notorious. No? And also could work as a metaphor of another walls, visualize it or not. No? In one side of the pavilion, you see one advertised sign who says that only Spanish people can access to the pavilion, not only being Spanish, but showing the passport, the identification or whatever. No? You have to go from the back of the pavilion where we let all the trash of the last month, etc. And there is two guards that ask you for your identification. So everybody has to check his identification. And in one side of the wall, we have people who doesn't belong to Spain and people who belong to the Kingdom of Spain.
And I was speaking to a Spanish national who went inside, and she was saying that she felt very privileged alone in that big space.
Mm-hmm. Well, the privilege that you're allowed to see is an empty space with the rest of the last show. Even there is the Dex who explained the last show inside. Everything is as I found it before. So, well, it's a privilege, okay.
Kind of empty privilege. Empty privilege. Yes. A lot of people have mentioned that this pavilion really stands out and it's very pertinent. And, of course, the rest of your work has a similar social pertinence. How on earth did the Spanish come to the decision? Because normally, year after year, it's incredibly conservative. Mm-hmm. What happened?
Well, I think that the Spanish politician used it to work with artists in the meaning that they agree with his political way of thinking. No? It was strange. They changed a little bit. They asked an international curator, very well known, as is Rosa Martinez, a very good professional. I made many projects with her. And, well, I supposed that I was on the list because I was working with Rosa. No? The surprise was to know that Rosa was asked to participate like a curator of this pavilion. No? That was the surprise. After that, well, it was possible. No? That was me or another Spanish who was working with her. No? Mm. It's a surprise for me, but nobody pressed me and nobody asked me to make nothing that I don't want to do. So, well, it's new. Congratulations for all the Spanish people.
Once you knew that you were working in the Biennale, what do you think about that context?
Well, I was thinking that this section of the Biennale is composed by the pavilions representing the regular idea of universality. The regular idea of universality is the rich countries showing themselves to themselves. And, well, for sure, we cannot read what I did here in local terms, in Spanish terms. It's also talking about the situation here. No? Each country is proud to show his own culture and well, what the people represented here, with few exceptions, is the position of the First World. No? And the First World is rejecting people all the time, so it's very natural what I did.
Have you had any angry response?
Yes, for sure. Somebody is saying I pay the entrance, or I have a position in a museum, or I am reporter, or whatever, and I have to. Some of them gets angry, but not with me. The guards told me, you know, about that.
It's like this kind of little border crossing.
Yes, of course, we can talk about border, but also we can talk about this art Biennale, no? Where there is a VIP section, where there is a lot of parties, where only VIP people is allowed to stay, with stars, artist stars all around. And in many occasions, if you go around to parties or to whatever, you don't will be allowed to enter. So it's very natural in the Biennale, this position. And the people who is used to control this access is the same people that I'm using. No? So I'm making something very natural.
Mm. It's really with the materials around.
Si.
Who built the wall?
A company from here, from Venice. Mm-hmm.
And I read on the leaflet that there was a performance made. What is this?
I did a more or less secret action inside the pavilion the 1st of May, the Day of the International of the Workers, no? With an old woman who had a hat used in the Inquisition to punish the people who doesn't agree with the religious idea or with the government ideas. And she was sitting during 1 hour, absolutely alone, no? It was an homage to the workers and thinking in the workers as technology of punishment.
This work, it's really part of a larger project that you're working on. Can you describe that?
Mm-hmm. Well, for sure. I was working about the working class all the time, no? And when I started to move from one side to another side, obviously the nationality is a condition who makes one people to get more money for his work or to get less money for his work, no? So the idea of nationality comes from this separation or this hierarchization of the people, no? I think that this is for sure the idea of nationality. You are allowed to have rights, you are not, or whatever, no? So the connection is very clear with my past works.
You moved to Mexico, at which point you become a foreigner. How does that work?
To have a European identity and to be white is and to be male, not female, is means a lot of privilege all around the world, no? So we are the power. For me, it was a surprise because I don't came from a high society, but when I moved to Mexico, I become in something accepted by high society because the high society is white, and then my surprise was that I have more rights than the Mexican people who lives in his own territory, no? So they are the foreigners in home. For sure, it is a very weird position, and I wanted to explore this idea with this incredible privilege that I have, no?